We don't want to leave without offering an invitation. If you're not a Christian, it's a good time to become one. If you would turn with me to Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians 6, starting in verse 10. This is the passage that a lot of us know, where you're putting on the full armor of God. And I want to read what Paul says before he talks about the armor of God itself. In verse 10, he says, "Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the full armor of God so that you will be able to stand firm against the schemes of the devil. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of this darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the full armor of God so that you will be able to resist in the evil day, and having done everything, to stand firm." I want to encourage all of us, whether you're a Christian or not, to put on that full armor of God. There is a devil. There is a God. And we need to be prepared. And we need to serve God. If you're not a Christian, please become one. You're not serving God. You haven't committed your life to God. We have a Creator that gave us everything. And all he's asking for us to do is to serve him. And that should be the easiest thing in the world. If you're a Christian and you've fallen and you need the help of the saints here, this is a good opportunity to come forward and to let us know so that we can help you. And if there's any need, please let it be known now as we stand and as we sing.